Hey, Esmeralda, were you a good student in school?
Studying, yes. Also as a person. What do you call that?
What?
You know, like I was a
wait,
good
wait.
kid. I was a good kid. I didn't go to the principal's office or anything.
Wait a minute.
They could go both
what
ways.
Was that? Wait a second. Hold on. You can go both ways. Everybody, straight out of context again, nickdshow@gmail.com. Jot down the date and time who said it. Wait a second. I don't understand.
No, you said,
I don't understand the first sentence. You said, I said, well, you were a good student in school, and you said, studying, yes, but the, what was it? What?
Well, I forgot what, like, you know, good kid as in didn't get in trouble.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of the word, so.
Is there a word for that? Model student?
I guess, yeah. I was a model
Teacher's
student.
Pet? Were you a teacher's pet? Did you bring in apples and stuff?
No. But I didn't get in trouble.
Okay. I'm Dan, you were a good student too, right?
Yeah.
See, I'm alone here, man. I'm going to be the only one who has any kind of detention stories. I'm going to need some help.
I've got a good one, actually.
Do you?
Yeah, my one escapade on the wild side.
And you got busted.
Yeah.
So, like, did you learn a lesson, though?
No, but but I did earn street cred because I kind of insulted a teacher. So.
Ooh, we got to hear that. Yeah. That's a tease. See? Dumont, we can do teases. But foot cheese does them better. I can tell you that right now. All right, so here's the deal. I've got actual, real, weird reasons why kids have gotten detention. We're gonna take care of that. We want to hear from you. What are your reasons you got detention? Were you a good student? Tell some student stories and some school stories. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Yeah. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio, future Hall of Famer. Well, I use the same studio as future Hall of Famer, Shadow Bags and Foot Cheese. It's Nick DiGilio here. 720 WGN is where we're at. 312-981-7200. I want to talk about whether you were a bad student or a good student and what were some of the weird things that you did to get yourself in trouble at school and to get yourself some detentions. We'll also in a little bit talk about absurd excuses for calling in sick to work. But I do have some weird and crazy and wacky reasons why kids, real stories about why kids have gotten detention. And we want to hear your real stories as well. 312-981-7200. Now, my producer, Dan Shagru, who overall, Dan, very good student. And it seems that way to me that you, you know, knowing you now, I have this feeling that you were a good student and responsible and all that stuff.
Right.
Because that's how you are. As you're the best producer in the world.
Thank you.
And you're unbelievable at your job and you do it really well. So that to me indicates that you were a good student. And but you did screw up once.
Right. So
can you explain?
I'll preface this by saying. Yeah, I went to St. Pat's. It was an all-boys high school. And
yes.
Usually what happens when there's a group of males, all of our IQs drop significantly. And all we do is make fun of each other. So we had this habit of anytime somebody would say something semi-deep or intelligent, somebody would just scream out, nerd. So this happened constantly during courses of classes and out in the hallways. And so anytime, anywhere, nerd. So we're working on bibliographies. So you know how at the end of the term paper, you have to cite your sources.
Yeah.
And so you know you have to follow a certain the AP style, whatever.
You are bringing back memories of Miss Ann Rundio.
Yes.
Violently into my head right,
right
now.
Right.
Yes.
So as an example, a teacher he was using me as the author of a book, right? So it was, you know, so he goes up there and he's on the chalkboard and he writes Shagru, comma Daniel, and he goes Shagru, what's your middle name? And somebody yelled out nerd, right? The teacher says no, that's the title, and everybody's just like, damn,
oh, man,
yeah. So it just so happens the teacher this day had worn a very odd exotic pink shirt. And so I said, well, at least I'm not wearing that shirt. And so I got sent to the detention for that.
Now, wait a minute. I thought St. Pat's was brothers.
Oh, I mean, we had lay people teaching classes.
Oh, you did?
Well.
Oh, I thought
yeah,
it was like all guys in robes walking around.
We did have teachers who were.
Okay, I was going to say, that would make it even weirder if it was like a brother and he had a big pink shirt on. Wow. Well, that, okay. And so you got a detention for that?
I got two for that, yeah.
You got two detentions for that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, two is usually the standard. So.
I just love that you couldn't stand that he burned you that bad.
I know. It was like, what?
Yeah. That's a good comeback, though.
That was pretty
good. Hey, at least I'm not wearing that shirt. I remember we were in a religion, you know, and I went to Luther North, and we had, you know, religion classes. And some of them were taught, you know, we had a couple of reverends that taught classes, but many of them were taught by, like, football coaches and stuff. And so they were like, yeah, you know, like, okay, yeah, you're going to coach football, but you got to teach this, and then you got to teach this religion class. And they're all like, and you know they were at a meeting going, man, why do I got to teach a religion class? I'm the wrestling coach. What the hell? So their idea of teaching religion class, a lot of these guys, their idea of teaching religion class was, yeah, today memorize the books of the Bible. I'll be in the back of the class smoking. So you just, here, go ahead. Starts with Genesis, I think. Just go ahead. Memorize it. The whole thing, the old part and that new part, both of them. So that was kind of their idea. Either that or they'd go to the AV room and get the video recorder, and they'd go, all right, today, for this week, we're going to watch Godspell. We watched Godspell like 8,000 times when I was in high school. You know, it's like the teacher would be like, yeah. So one time we're watching Jesus of Nazareth. This was like another. So it was like Jesus of Nazareth. It was Godspell, whatever they could find. And Jesus of Nazareth would take up like half a semester because it was a mini series and you'd only watch it like, what, 40 minutes a day or a half an hour a day. So that would stretch out to like, you know, these gym teachers wouldn't have to do anything to be like, yeah, watch Jesus of Nazareth. They'd go off to the lounge and smoke and then come back. Yeah, it's a movie. All right, we'll watch the rest of it for the next 3 weeks. And then you'll write like a paper on it. And that was it. That was their idea of religion class. So we're watching Jesus of Nazareth we're watching it. Oh, my God. It's the one-eyed guy did this. I've told this story before. I went to high school with a guy who had a glass eye. I don't know. He lost his eye, but he had a glass eye. And I've told the story before about him, you know, kicking the soccer ball and busted out a light. He was nuts. He was crazy. And he used to take his eye out for gym class and football because it would get jammed up into his head. This is the guy who said this. We're in this class, and we're watching Jesus of Nazareth, and it gets to the part, and I think he thought that our teacher was not in the class because most of the time, you know, the gym teacher would go, yeah, here's Godspell, enjoy. And then they'd leave. And I'm not kidding. They'd go and smoke or eat something, do something, and then come back. Time it. So I think he thought, I think One-Eyed Charlie here, which is not his real name, obviously, thought that our teacher was not in the room. And so we're watching it, and we get to the point where Jesus goes to the temple, and the money changers are there. And, you know, I mean, obviously everybody knows the story. Well, I guess everybody knows the story. In the New Testament, Jesus gets a little perturbed when he goes to the temple. He sees gambling going on and money changing and not what the temple is supposed to be for. And he goes nuts and starts flipping tables and throwing stuff. And that's in the Bible, and it's also in every story ever told in that regard. And so we're watching Jesus of Nazareth, and it's the part where Jesus like goes nuts and starts flipping tables and throwing guys and kicking them and throwing money all over the place. And the scene goes on, and the one-eyed guy goes, wow. Effing hard guy, real loud. Okay, and he didn't say effing. He actually said the word. He goes, wow, effing hard guy. And we all bust out laughing, but the teacher was in the back of the class. And needless to say, he got some detentions for that. And it's really weird, too, because he was a football player. You know, I mean, I think it would have been worse had he not been a football player, but he's a football player. I think he got like maybe 2-3 detentions for it. But if I would have said it, they would have thrown me into Sing Sing. I'd still be in jail right now. Yeah, Sing Sing. I'm up to date on my prisons. Esmeralda, you never got into trouble at all in high school?
No.
Man.
It was more just because I didn't do anything. I just went to class.
Just went to class.
Hung out.
Yeah. You know, my teachers and my parents and my relatives and stuff were so disappointed in me because of my, you know, I mean, I I skated by in high school. Not in elementary school. I was you know, I averaged like A's and stuff in elementary school. But when I got to high school, I just coasted. I graduated with a 2.2. I'm not kidding. I had a 2.2 grade average. I didn't give a damn about anything. And, you know, my parents were like, what's the matter with you? Because you're smart. You know, and you know, like my relatives were like, you're really a smart person. You're clever and you're smart. What's going on? And I'm like, I don't care. I'm just sitting. I've seen Godspell 53 times. What do you want me to do?
You were so smart.
I was.
Everything was beyond you.
Yeah. Well, I was smart enough to realize I didn't need to see Godspell 53 times. You know. So, but yeah, I mean, I got in trouble. You know, I got in trouble a lot, and I got blamed for stuff I didn't do. It was always me and my friend Hansford, Bob Hansford, the guy I went to high school with. It was always DeGilio Hansford, get to the office. We didn't do it. You know, something could have happened at Schur's High School, and we would have been blamed. Oh, I understand something happened at Schur's. DeGilio and Hansford did it. They, you know, they can time travel to different high schools, and they do bad things at different high schools. They teleport there. So blame DeGilio and Hansford. 815 area code says, I brought a Japanese maple leaf to school in eighth grade, which resembles a pot leaf, and I got suspended for 10 days for look-alike substances. Wow. I remember when I was, because I went to public school, Hamilton, Alexander Hamilton, by the way, at Palina and Cornelia. If you would like to have your children go there, this is what happens. And I remember there was, we could wear anything. There was no dress code at the school. And everybody, in eighth grade, everybody had pot leaf T-shirts. Everybody had pot leaf T-shirts. Nobody said anything. And teachers like, whatever. I'm going to go see Up in Smoke again. So, all right, we got a break. What are the weird reasons you got detention? How were you in school? Were you a bad student? Did you get in trouble? 312-981-7200. We'll be right back with the news. Morning, everyone. Live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower, it's me, Nick DeGilio. I'm your overnight dude, and we're here until 5 a.m. We're talking about reasons that kids have gotten detention. We have actual real weird and wacky reasons why kids get detention. Dan has only been punished once, and Esmeralda has never done anything wrong in her life.
Yep.
So it's left to me to stand up for the idiots in the world who did many stupid things when they were in school. And just high school, because in elementary school I was fine. I was actually a good student, and I actually held the record for book reports. So I was a real bookworm nerd.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like
the
I read the most books ever, and did the most book reports, and I would get extra credit all the time.
Wait, so you did book reports when the teacher didn't
ask for
them?
She said there was like an incentive program. Like, I would get, like, extra credit if I did. And I read all the time. I started reading at a very young age. And I read all the time.
All right, nerd.
And and so I wrote, you know, tons of book reports. And they had, like, the thing up in the schoolroom where with, like, the it seriously was, like, the stick-on gold stars. And mine ran, like, there were three rows of them. And they ran, like, down the side of the the poster. And seriously, I'm not kidding.
See, I'm not going to knock your reading, because good for you. But really, you had to write the book reports, too?
I did. I wanted extra credit, and I read everything. Now, most of the stuff that I read, there was they didn't tell us what to read, which I guess was the you know. So I read, like, a bunch of horror novels and stuff. I was reading, like, scary stuff and wacky stuff. Wasn't like I wrote book reports on Lord of the Flies, you know, although I did in high school. And Catcher in the Rye and stuff like that. All the ones that you're supposed to read in school, I did. But all of those book reports that I did on my own were books that I picked out or checked out at the library. And most of them were like Poe books or, you know, early Stephen King stuff and weird stuff that like nobody, like stuff that like nobody even, like I don't even remember half of them. They were, you know, I would either check them out at the library or get them and they'd be like, some of them would be really sort of salacious and horror related and have like really inappropriate stuff in them. But again, I saw The Exorcist when I was eight. So, But then when I got to high school, I was like, yeah, I don't care. I don't care. The only class that I cared about that I ever really, really tried in was the classes that I had with Ann Rundio. I've mentioned her on the show before. Ann Rundio still teaches at Luther North at my alma mater high school. Still teaches there. The hardest teacher I've ever had in my life was Miss Rundio. Hardest teacher I've ever had in my life. She taught English and she taught writing. And I hated her when I was in high school. I hated her because she was so hard. She was so tough. And I was determined to do. And I don't know why she was the only teacher that I really wanted to impress. Like everybody else, I couldn't care less about any of my classes. Like, you got to get this, you got to get this assignment in or you're going to fail. All right. And that would be my motivation, was you will not fail if you do this. That was seriously, that was my motivation. But in Rundio's class, I was like, damn it, I'm going to do well. Because she was so, oh, it was such a hard class and I hated her. And then a few years go by and I start writing on my own and doing stuff that involved writing. And then I realized, hey, wait a minute, this woman was the best teacher I've ever had in my life. She was the best, the most challenging teacher I've ever had in my life. And Ann Rundio knows this. Miss Rundio knows this. I've mentioned it many times on the air. Best teacher I've ever had. And I went back to speak at the high school, which in and of itself is ridiculous. Because they were like, yeah, come on back and speak to the graduating class. I'm like, dude, you realize I had a 2.2 grade point average and I held a record for detentions. And you want me to come back? They're like, yeah, you got a radio show. Come on back. So I went back and I spoke to the class, the graduating class, and I said, how many people had Miss Rundio? And a bunch of people raised their hands. And I said, and how many people hate her? And nobody raised their hands. And everybody, the whole staff on stage, they all start laughing. She wasn't there, by the way. She couldn't be there that day. But everybody on the stage, you know, the principal, the other teachers, the people that know her, they all start laughing their asses off because I said, how many people hate her? And then, like, the kids were, like, not going to raise their hand, obviously. And then I said, okay, it's okay not to raise your hand. I understand. I said, but let me tell you this right now. You might hate her right now. You might think she's, like, evil and mean, but I trust me on this. Years from now, you are going to look back and say, that's the best teacher that I've ever had in my life. And that I proceeded to talk about how great Ann Rundio was to a group of students who just had to put up with her. And probably a couple of them were lucky to be sitting out there because they were probably, you know, like her class required them to do something in order to graduate. So, Ann Rundio is her name, and she's great. And I got to go back and actually say hi to her and see her again, and it was amazing. And I helped her out in a class. They asked me to come in. She asked me to come in and say, hey, listen, I'm doing this special winter class where I'm going to teach film. Why don't you come in and you can speak? And we're going to watch Poltergeist and Jaws, and we're going to talk about the movies. And I'm like, okay, cool. So I came in, and I walked into the classroom. And I don't know, Esmeralda, have you ever gone back to your high school?
I have, yeah.
Isn't it weird?
It is, yes.
And I know it's a cliche, and it's been said like a million times, but it does seem very small. And I went to a small high school. There were only 700 kids when I went to the entire school when I went. It just seems, everything seems really small. You walk in, the classroom seems small, everything about it, even the teachers. And did you find that? Where did you go to school?
I went to Joliet West High
School. Oh, Joliet. Well, that's right. J-Town.
Yes.
You went to the Andy Dick's alma mater.
I did.
Yeah. You should be very proud of that.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Who was the other one that we...
The guy who was in Dazed and Confused, the blonde.
Oh, right. Anthony Rapp.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. See, now that's the guy that you should talk about.
John Barrowman also.
Oh.
I don't think he grew up there, but I think he went a couple of years.
Okay. But when I went back, I walked into Miss Rundio's office. And by the way, the contact that I had with the teachers and stuff, they would walk up to me and go, hey, how's it going? Nice to see you, Nick. And they're like, yeah, you can call me Jeff. And I'm like, I can't call you Jeff. You're Mr. Daly. And I'm like, at this point, I'm like in my 40s, you know, going back to speak at the school. And I'm like, no, I can't. You're Mr. Daly. And I had a teacher named Tom Wieman, Mr. Wieman. He's like, hey, how's it going, Nick? Tom. And I'm like, no, you're not Tom. You're Mr. Wieman.
Is everyone pretty much older? A lot older than you?
Well, yeah. I mean, they were like, I don't know how old Weeman is. He was probably, when I went there in the 80s, he was probably in his late 20s. That would be my guess. So he's probably maybe 10, 12 years older than me, maybe 15 years older than me. I don't know. But, yeah, so I couldn't. And so and Miss Rundia was like, you can call me Ann. And I tried, and I couldn't. But anyway, I went into her class to help out, and I looked on her desk, and she had, like, a bunch of students' papers on her desk. And I looked, and I saw, and I got the chills. And I was like, I got the chills, and I started to feel a little scared because I looked down, and I saw her red marker notes in the margin of the papers, like all over the place, like all over every page. And I was I had immediate a flashback. I had like a, it was immediately 1982. And I was like, you know, like, cause I would get nervous when she would hand out papers and you would see nothing but red marker, you know, and notes all over the margins of the papers. And I saw the poor kid's papers on the desk and I looked at her and I said, you still do this? She's like, well, yes, of course I do. And I'm like, okay. So never got in trouble from Miss Rundio, though, although she had to preside over detention a few times when I was in there. And she was always disappointed when I came in. I remember her like I would walk into detention. You know how teachers would have to get stuck, you know, overseeing detention, have to sit in the classroom for whatever. And that was hour and a half or whatever after class, after school. And you have to sit there and the teachers would get stuck doing that. And every time Miss Rundio was in detention and I would walk in, she's like, Nick, again? What's the matter with you? And I'm like, I don't know. I didn't say to her, you know, if you taught every class, I wouldn't be in detention every day. All right. Yeah, detention. That's what we're talking about. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Were you a terrible student? I got a bunch of texts coming in. Evidently, my listeners were not good in school. Or, were, I mean, you know, didn't behave in school. Shocker. Considering how many comments that we get on the phone and on the text about pot and about heavy metal. So I'm assuming a detention topic will be a very popular one amongst my listeners. 312-981-7200. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio here on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower. Hey, man. We're talking about detentions and how you behaved in school and 312-981-7200. We've got a list here of actual reasons why kids got detention. One of my favorites is, you ever see those? They have these online. Do you guys ever see the like actual test results from kids? Like they're given a quiz and it's real answers that kids would leave on the quizzes.
Oh, and they're real smart, Alex.
Oh, they're so great. I love those. I love them. My favorite of all time, and this kid got a detention for doing it. My favorite of all time is the question was, what is 9 times 9? 9 times 9 equals. Do you remember this one, Dan?
Do.
It's the not only would I have given this kid extra credit, but I would have given him a pass even if he got every other question wrong. So the question was, Esmeralda, 9 times 9 equals. Now you know what it is.
8.
What? Wait a minute. Hold on a second. You having difficulty with your multiplication tables, Esmeralda? Oh, my God.
No, I'm... No.
Okay. Well,
what is it? Is there 81?
It's 81. Yes,
okay.
Of course it's 81.
Well, for a second, I was like, wait, is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't want to say it, and then you don't
know. And again,
know.
This to me proves there's a lot of stuff in school that you really don't have to pay attention to. Especially now. Do kids even do multiple tables anymore? Because, I mean, they've got phones and stuff.
I had a calculator, but we still had to do it.
I remember when calculators came out. Oh, there was an uproar. When I was in school, how dare there be calculators in the world for people to have? Anyway, this kid wrote on his test, he wrote, maybe it was a girl. I don't know. It could have been a girl, too. But she wrote, the question was, what is 9 times 9? 9 times 9 equals, and she wrote HOSA. And I'm telling you, when I saw that, I was like, okay, this is the greatest. This kid is unbelievable. Esmeralda, HOSA's number on the Hawks is 81.
Got it.
Okay. Just so you know, the kid wrote HOSA. That was his answer. And I was like, and you know what? If that were my son or daughter, whoever it was, daughter or son, and they sent him home with the test, and said, your parents have to sign this because you're going to get a detention for being a smart aleck. And if my son or daughter came home and I looked on the test and it said, what's nine times nine? And that person, that kid wrote HOSA. I'd say, you know what, man? We're going for ice cream. We're going for ice cream. And if you want to watch Frozen again, I don't care. I'll sit through the damn thing again. Because you wrote HOSA as the answer to nine times nine equals. So, all right. Other real reasons why kids got detention. 847 says, I went to Steinmetz. Oh, yeah, man. Steinmetz. Yeah. I have no idea why I did that. Well, you know why? Because Hugh Hefner went there. That's.
Keep reading.
Oh, I went to Steinmetz in 1992, and I would always get detention for skipping class to go do number two at home. It's because the school didn't have toilet paper or doors on the stalls. Well, you know what, man? I don't blame you. I do not blame you. By the way, Hugh Hefner attended Steinmetz, and I got to meet him when he stopped by unannounced. Wait a second. Hugh Hefner just stopped by Steinmetz? Did he at least bring a bunch of chicks? I mean,
maybe he was tracking down his own Miss Rundio.
Yeah. Baker. I'm just picturing him walking through Steinmetz in slippers, you know, pajamas with a pipe, just walking around going, hi, how are you doing, everybody? That, by the way, is my Hugh Hefner. Amazing, isn't it, Dan? You thought Hugh Hefner was actually in the studio.
I turned away, and I thought he had joined us.
How old is Hugh Hefner? He's 112, isn't he? Hey, do you know whose birthday is today? 99 years old. Kirk Douglas. 99 years old today. Give it up for Kirk Douglas, huh? 99.
Hugh Hefner is
89. Kirk Douglas is 10 years older than Hugh Hefner. Do yourself a favor. Watch Paths of Glory and Ace in the Hole today. Ace in the Hole, best movie Kirk Douglas has ever made. And he's been in a lot of classic movies. Jimmy the Bread Guy said, I got caught driving to driver's ed. I got a month's detention, but I still got my license. Well, of course you got your license because you were driving before you got it. 815 area code says that one teacher said he would give me a passing grade if I stopped coming to class for the rest of the semester. Yeah, listen, if you just stop coming to class and being a pain in the neck, I'll give you a B. Sarah says, I was tardy my last week of my senior year, but then I had so many that were warranted that I warranted a Saturday detention. So technically, that's where I spent my last day of high school. I would not have graduated if I skipped. Biggest bummer is that I had to miss the senior party because I had to get up at 6 a.m. It's funny now that I look back. She had to spend her Saturday at the Breakfast Club. By the way, best character in the Breakfast Club. Who's your favorite character in the Breakfast Club, Esmeralda? Do you have a favorite character in the Breakfast Club?
I guess Ally Sheedy character.
Okay. Dan, do you have a favorite character in the Breakfast Club?
The nerd.
Yeah. Mine is Carl, the janitor. He is absolutely the coolest guy in the entire movie. He's the best, smartest dude in the entire movie. Oh, you don't think? I know. I am the ears and eyes of this institution. I look through your papers. I go through your loggers. I love him. Let's see. 630 area code says, my son received detention for not turning in an assignment in junior high. He told the teacher he turned it in, but she couldn't find it. During detention, he completed the assignment again and turned it in again. When the assignments were returned to the students, he received both copies. Oh, man, that's not cool. 847 says, I graduated in 1982. Back then, we could get detentions taken away by getting hit with a paddle. 3 whacks per detention, limit 5 detentions at a time. God, where did this person go to school? 82. I graduated in 83. 82, getting whacked. John says, I once got a detention because I wrote the lyrics to an entire Slayer song on a desk.
I'm going to say that's a lot of work because you got to carve.
No, I think he just wrote them. I don't think he carved them. That would have been like that. I would have got an A in woodshop if that were the case. I think he just wrote it. But he wrote the lyrics to an entire Slayer song on a desk. Literally finished writing the last word, the vice principal walked up behind me. You just tell him it was an original poem. You should have said that. He's not going to know Slayer. All right, we got weird reasons why kids have gotten detention. My favorite, what's 9 times 9? Hosa. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back with the news after this. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Our phone number and text number if you would like to contribute your delinquency to us, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're talking about weird, real reasons why kids have gotten detention. We're talking about you guys as well. Here are some of the ones that we have. Reasons, that, actual reasons why kids got detention. For calling a teacher a muggle. Oh, Harry Potter nerd got himself a detention. A student threw a sandwich across the class screaming YOLO. Wait a minute. You only live once by throwing a sandwich across the room? How is that YOLO? Dan, can you explain to me how is that YOLO?
YOLO's a state of mind, man. If you want to throw your sandwich across, no one, you'll get an attention. YOLO.
I like this kid, man. Esmeralda, did you hear this? Because you were spinning on your head coming from the newsroom to the studio, which will soon be occupied by Shadow Bags and Foot Cheese on their imaginary program. So did you hear this? A kid got...
He yelled YOLO and threw a sandwich?
Yeah, YOLO. I don't know how that's YOLO.
Well, I just think kids don't know what YOLO
yeah.
really, like, you know, you
well,
only
hey,
live once.
You only live once.
I'm
better
throw the
I'm
sandwich.
I'm going to throw a sandwich, baby. By the way, I sent you this thing like a few weeks ago, the SNL digital clip of the YOLO with Andy Samberg and those guys.
Okay.
Oh, well, go back and watch it.
I don't think I saw it.
Digital short, just
maybe I did.
SNL digital short YOLO.
Right.
You look it up. It's very funny.
Oh boy.
Detention for drawing Justin Bieber in lessons and then singing that everybody should be and hitting non-believers. A kid got detention for yelling, "This is mahogany," when a student dropped a book on a desk. Why would you get?
What is the?
Why would you get a detention for that?
I
the kid knows
hoping,
he knows his wood.
Well, I was kind of hoping he was gonna. It was about the movie Mahogany.
Yeah, this is Mahogany. I don't like Diana Ross. Mark called me a cotton-headed ninny muffin in front of the entire class.
Wow.
See now, if I were a teacher, I'd go. That's pretty creative. No detention.
Then everybody would. Try to make up fake
yeah.
insults.
At least they're thinking.
That's
a, he's a jerk, but he said cotton-headed ninny muffin. I think that's pretty good. See, I would give rewards to kids who write HOSA on their tests, and, you know, and ninny muffin stuff. Disrupting a class by standing, unbuttoning his shirt to reveal a Superman t-shirt, and then announcing to the class that he was Superman. How about this? A kid proclaimed, "Oh, hell," upon receiving a returned exam paper. That seems like a legitimate reaction, don't you think?
I think so. Good or bad, you know. Kids have feelings, too.
That's right. Damn it. 847 area code says, "My graduating class in Kirkland in 1996 was 36 kids. I once got 5 detentions in a Saturday school for swearing in gym class." So I guess he also got a Breakfast Club detention. A detention was called JUG, Justice Under God.
Wow.
Wow, man.
Sounds frightening.
It does, doesn't it? I eventually had to go back to speak to my high school, too, and I was afraid that they had an updated count on how many hours I still owed. I kind of had that feeling, too. I when I walked into the school, I was like, oh, man, did they forget to... Like, do something that, am I going to get punished?
That would have been pretty good, you just sitting in a room.
Yeah, like a 43-year-old guy.
Grown.
What do you got? I got detention, man. I said YOLO, and I threw a sandwich across the room. A47 area code said, I got my first attention for doing a Randy Savage elbow drop on my friend off the stage in the church basement during gym. And you know what? It was worth it.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what? That is worth it. There's another kid right there. Sit in a room with Hossa, the Hossa kid, and the Ninny Muffin kid. You guys, you get extra credit.
What about the sandwich?
I don't know, because I don't understand the sandwich thing. The mahogany kid. Yes, you get extra credit, too. You identified wood.
I imagine these are, it's like your X-Men. Like your little group of X-Men.
So a whole school dedicated to the kids who write Hossa on their news. What is 9 times 9, Hossa? What
were you know, you know who would also be in attendance?
Who?
Maximus, who jumped in and said that kid's brilliant.
About what, Hossa?
The last one. No.
Oh, the last one. The kid about the Randy Savage elbow drop. Yeah. Maximus enjoyed that?
Yep.
Patrick said, my friend got caught stealing M&Ms from a white hen, but I got the detention. He told our principal I took it so that he told the principal that I told him it was okay to steal. How does that kid get away with it? How, man. Dwayne says, speaking of Breakfast Club, the TV show Scream Queens did a version of Don't You Forget About... No, I didn't want to read that. I'm going to watch that when I get home. I didn't want to know that.
The whole plot of the show is over.
Well, it's the finale.
Oh.
Last night was the finale, the big two-hour finale of Scream Queens. I love it. I love that show. I love it. Have you seen Scream Queens?
No, I saw the first one.
It's lovely.
It's all right.
No, it's rules it's the
okay.
planet.
It's okay.
And the big two-hour finale. And by the way, two episodes ago, it was inevitable, but they got the guy who directed Heathers to actually direct an episode of Scream Queens.
Oh, nice.
And it was the best episode of the season.
Good. Good for them.
Yeah, acknowledging, we stole this whole thing from Heathers, except they're called Chanel's in our show. John says, sophomore year at Maine East, I got a 10-minute detention. 10 minutes? What is that? I could do 10 minutes standing on my head. Got a 10-minute detention because the PACE bus I took was 5 minutes late. Years earlier, when my dad went to Maine East, he got 5 detentions for trying to take one of his friend's detentions.
What? Like as a...
He was going to do it for him? I'm going to take the detention for my friend.
Sacrifice?
Yeah.
Well, that was nice of him.
Yeah, and then he gets 5 more. What is that? What kind of lesson is that? Hell, upon receiving a returned exam paper. Very good. Student took off his shirt, then proclaimed to pretend his pencil was a wand while screaming, I am an effing wizard.
I just feel like most of these kids are high or something. Who does that? Come on, kid.
I just can't. The kid takes off his shirt. I am an effing wizard.
I mean, if you replace school with Florida, it'd be fine. It'd be like, oh, they're on drugs, aren't they?
Well, this state does look like a wang. Used the F word in the hall multiple times. When I said to him I should not hear that word, he told me to plug my ears and walked away. That's awesome. Oh, here's another one. We're going to like, Esmeralda, you and I will particularly enjoy this kid's antics.
Okay.
He disturbed other classmates by showing them cat pictures during class.
Aw. He just wanted to share the love.
How about this one? Kid gets a detention for leaping with intent to fly. Now, was he in the same class with the effing wizard? I
With intent to fly.
With intent to fly. Does the teacher realize you can't fly?
Would have been different if he had been like, no, I just want to jump.
I don't know.
But the fact that he's like, no.
I am going to fly.
I want to fly.
Did you ever see the movie The Boy Who Could Fly?
No.
It's really good. Really good.
He can fly, I'm assuming?
80s classic.
Okay.
80s classic. How about this? After being spoken to today about disrespect, she continued to call another teacher, Ms. Fads, a Furby. This woman, I guess, looked like a Furby.
This is quite dated.
My guess is this particular one was from 1999. That would be my guess. A student told me to calm down. Got detention. Hey, calm down. That would be pretty funny. Teacher comes up and says, "Where's your assignment?" Hey, calm down. I'm an effing wizard. Now watch me throw this sandwich across the room because you only live once. You ever call another teacher a muggle?
That was no. I mean, it was, you know, that was after my time.
That was after your time, yeah. All
right. Or no, I could have.
When I asked the class who could solve my math problem, Katie stood up and screamed, "I volunteer as tribute," at the top of her lungs, disrupting the rest of the class.
I like that.
No, wait. Her name is Katie. That's not far from Katniss.
That's cute.
It's not far. That's awesome. There's another one. Sit next to the Hosa kid and have fun.
See, that's adorable. The teacher should have said something about, you know, sit down. May the, you know, whatever be ever in your favor.
Yeah.
She should have played along.
Should have played along and at least said, well, okay, at least you read.
That's right.
Well, she could have seen the movie. But at least, you know, read.
Comprehend.
That's right. I don't think some of these teachers could understand. All right, real quick, last one. Here's Tom on WGN. Hey, Tom.
Yeah, how you doing?
All right, what do you got?
Hey, listen, I was about 10 years old. I was in fifth grade somewhere in there when I'd walk it through the door. And I used to go to Gray Elementary there when I was a young kid. And Mr. Kellogg was the president there. I don't know what he said to me. I can't remember the time. But I remember saying I'd buff your head for you because you'd bald as hell, you know.
So you told him you should buff his head. All right, he was bald. By the way, the description Tom used, balder than hell. I just want to make sure that's how bald he was. He was balder than hell. Because I couldn't picture how bald he was until Tom said he was balder than hell. And then I went, oh, okay, now I've got a really vivid image in my head of a man who's balder than hell. All right. We didn't get to the calling in sick stuff. We'll do that. Maybe we'll do that tomorrow. All right? Okay. All right. Here's your forecast. By the way, thank you. If you want to leave more, you can at our Facebook page. The original story is all up there.